Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, and welcome to this another edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network. I am your host, J.A., the Managing Director and co-founder of Cover That Spread. You can find some of my other podcasts and some of the actual video casts that we are doing on the RedLightSportsNetwork.com website. While you guys are there, be sure to check out the Million Dollar Ramble and see what you can do to help put an end to domestic violence. On today's show, we are talking college basketball today. We don't have any NBA till tomorrow night. So it's that in-between time of the year where you're not quite into baseball yet. Football's over. You know, there's going to be some light nights in the NBA and college basketball. You're going to have to find some other things to keep you occupied. There's soccer going on. We could talk about soccer on some upcoming shows. I know a lot of guys that like to bet it. Personally, for me, it's something I've not gotten into yet, but it's something that's on the horizon. We're working on something, so you know we'll get there eventually. But you know, for today's show, we're going to talk about some other things as well. We're going to go over line movements, futures odds, value wagering theory, wagering strategy, and anything else that may occur or may arise. This program and the website, coverthatspread.com, is for entertainment purposes only. And any questions that you have regarding the legality of gambling and online wagering needs to be directed to your state and local legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly and make sure it is tax season, guys. So make sure you are claiming winnings on your taxes. Sports wagering, just like any risk-based investment, options, derivatives, hedge funds, real estate, all of these can lead to losses. So you must assess your own risk tolerance before you even start. Now, for those of you listening live, the guest call-in number, 917-932-1779. Give me a call. We will talk about sports. We will talk about gambling. We will talk about anything that you want to talk about. So give us a call if you're listening in live. For anybody else who wants to interact with the show that can't listen live, you can email me, thespread@coverthatspread.com. You can also find us on Twitter, @coverthatspread, spelled F-P-R-D, @thespreadradio, and @thespreadja. That is my personal one. Don't forget, guys, the Fantasy Freeways, Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Troy and I set lineups for both the NBA and college basketball. We had to shift it to Sunday a couple of weeks ago. Last week, we were both busy. We couldn't get it done. This week, it may be another Sunday show. I know I just said Saturday, but it may be a Sunday show. I got to talk to Troy about that, but I'm unable to make Saturday, so we will see what happens. It's a lot of fun, you know, a good discussion about how you view a lineup going into it. And college is a lot different than football. Or I should say basketball is a lot different than football. Because with basketball, you got so many guys that may be going today. You got guys that are going tomorrow. So there's really a lot of different ideas that you can have going into a game or going into a day for a daily fantasy league. When it comes to football, you know the guys that are going to be there that week, and you are basically picking, you know, more than just you've got all your games. Right there. You know, you don't have, a couple guys are playing today, a couple guys are playing tomorrow. So you're not thinking about your lineup in the way that you would for a football league. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. And so if you guys are listening in, if you guys are daily fantasy players, even if you're not daily fantasy players, even if you just like playing fantasy football, I think, or fantasy sports, it's a really good show to listen to because you can hear some ideas. You can maybe even hear about a name or two that you weren't familiar with before that you want to start watching in your regular leagues or just as a sports fan, you may want to just start watching in general. So be sure, guys, to check that out. It will be a lot of fun. And if you guys listen live, please give us a call and give us some of your ideas. Give us some of your feedback, because we're always looking for other people's input and information, how they select a DraftKings or a Daily Fantasy roster. Now, I'd also like to thank all of the sponsors of the Red Light Sports Network: Fan Addict Female, Irresistible Gourmet Popcorn, Beachbody, Trixie's Treasures, and, of course, Cover That Spread. So last week, we gave away some plays on here. I don't think we did very well last week, last Wednesday. We had a wonderful day. We had a huge day on Saturday. So for those of you who listen and send me emails about getting free plays, you're welcome. I mean, we lit it up on Saturday. I made sure to include everybody who gets in touch with us I include them all on Saturday's card. So they all got our plays. We made 15 plays. We went 11-4 overall on Saturday. We were up about 19 units, somewhere in there. And it was just overall, we had a really, really good day. So last Wednesday, though, that's the last time that we were actually live on the air giving out plays. That would have been, I don't even know what day it is right now. So we're looking at Wednesday, February 11th. We gave out, on the night we went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We went 1-6. It was not a good night for us. And we adjusted our NCAA strategy a little bit after that night, because it was a bad night overall. The only one that we won was the Mavericks -3.5 at home against Utah. It was a 4-unit play. But, overall, we were playing a lot of favorites. Did not bode very well for us. So today we have reassessed. We have done some soul searching, and I think we're in a lot better place now. We're in a lot better place, I think, by Friday than where we were on Wednesday last week, which is always a good sign. You know, you've got to have that really quick turnaround. And I think we were kind of caught in a little bit of a rut at the end of a good streak that we had going in January and at parts of early February. And so, that was kind of where we fell flat on our face, and we said, all right, we've got to change some things around. We made a little bit of progress on Friday. We went 3-1, up quite a few units, about 4 units, 4.5 units. And then Saturday was the really big day where we were able to really make a good push. Had a nice money line play on IUPUI, paying +355. So we did a 2-unit play on that one, more over seven units on that one play. So, it's all about trying to figure out where the advantage is at the time. Sometimes you get caught out there and you haven't changed your strategy before you needed to. You know, that's the tough part about it. But being able to notice where your deficiencies are and then being able to adjust, that is the, that's a big thing right now. And as long as you can make progress, that's the important thing. I always say, the bottom line, it comes down to is winning units. Are you making money or are you losing money for you? Are you making money or are you losing money for your clients? But, you also have to be able to assess risk, and you have to be able to say, I see a lot of guys out here. Well, I see a lot of handicappers out here who like to play big favorites, and they'll just play the money line. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. We do it a lot in baseball, too. You know, baseball is kind of hard to overcome, or not to overcome. In baseball, it's hard to avoid playing big favorites. Because, you're basically dealing on the money line. You don't have that much. You can play the run line a little bit, plus and minus a run and a half. And, either you can definitely make some money that way. But A lot of times you're dealing with just a lot of risk because a lot can go wrong in a baseball game. But, you know, when you're talking about basketball and you're talking about some of these guys that like to play big favorites on the money line, so you're getting minus 175, minus 200. To an extent, I understand that winning units are winning units. Winning money is winning money. And I do agree with that. But when you look at the overall risk that you're putting up, you know, if you're putting up at a minus 200 play, if you're putting up two units to win one unit, I don't really know if that's worth it. I don't know if that risk is really tolerable for most people. Because, you know, if you win one and you lose one, well, now you're down a couple of units already. You know, if you're at least playing a spread where you're minus 110 and you're winning one and you're losing one, you have a very small loss. You know, all you're doing, you're losing the you're just losing that little bit from each play. So, you know, I don't really like with some of these other sports other than baseball playing big favorites with the money line. I know some guys do. You know, maybe you parlay them and you get a little bit of plus money in there. That's always a possibility too. But it is what it is, you know, and it's betting. As long as you have your strategy, and this is what it comes down to. Again, I talk about this a lot on Fantasy Freeway. I don't think I talk about it enough on here. If you're a young handicapper, if you're just a handicapper in general, and you are coming up with your own strategy, if you're coming up with your own plays, that is awesome. You have to come up with your own strategy and be consistent with it. And that's what's going to make you either a good handicapper or a bad handicapper. It's all about consistency. Now, sometimes you are consistent and you realize it's not working, so then you find something new. The consistency isn't necessarily sticking with something that isn't working. It's figuring out how to work through a bad spell. You know, everybody's going to have them. We ran into a bad one during college football or during the football season. And, you know, it was all about finding our way out of it. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for people that are able to work through the adversity, remain consistent, and continue to be profitable. So with that being said, let's get on to some of the plays on tonight's action. I'm going to go off of, as usual, betdsi.eu. They are our number one preferred sports book. Really quick, before we get into that, I know I just said we're going to, but we do have a promotion right now. So I always am willing to give out our free plays here on Wednesdays, Saturdays, or Sundays. If you listen, I usually give out free plays on there as well. And I'm going to keep doing that, but it's only one day a week. And if you're not able to listen live, or if you listen a couple hours later and you miss all of our free plays, you know, there's ways you can get our free plays on a daily basis. You can send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. I will get you guys free plays. If you want to get hooked up with the rest of the NBA and college basketball seasons, you can send me an email, and I'll get you guys hooked up with our newest promotion, which is signing up for one of our preferred sports books. Now, we've added a couple more since the last time that we talked, and one of them is the old one that we've always been using, betdsi.eu. That's where we typically pull the majority of our lines from. So if you sign up for the sports book, you let me know, or you sign up through the sports book through the link on our website, you let me know, and then I will hook you guys up with free plays for the rest of the basketball season, college and pros. We also have some other ones to go with. You can go with sports betting. You can go with Bet Online, Top Bet. Five Dimes is on there as well, Island Casino. And then if you're into horse racing at all and you want to go on Bet America, and they also have other things than just horse racing, but horse racing is the big one. Go with Bet America, and you have lots of sign-up bonuses with all of those. So if you go and you sign up for one, I will hook you guys up with free plays for the rest of the year in college and NBA basketball. If you want to, and also then if you want to sign up for, if you want to do, let's say, baseball, I'll do 50% off of our baseball package. If you want to do football, both college and pro, I will do 50% off of packages. I will give you 50% off of any subscription that you sign up for the rest of the history of CoverThatSpread.com. If you guys sign up for two sports books, on top of getting the free college and NBA, you also get 75% off any future purchases. And three sports books, I will give you free sports subscriptions for life. So something to think about. There are some, you can't just sign up for three and not fund them all. But accounts have to be funded, and we have to have at least one bet placed in each account for rolling 6 months. So, something to think about, guys. If you're looking to get in on free plays, if you guys want to get our plays emailed to you every day, a lot of guys have already been taking advantage of this. They send me an email to thespread@coverthatspread.com. I get them free plays out whenever I can. Typically it's daily, but at worst it's 3-4 days a week. I'm giving them free plays, and sometimes even like on last Saturday, I sent out our entire card for free for those players, and they they cashed in nicely. So something to think about, guys. If you want to get free plays delivered to your email box on a daily basis, we're also looking into some text message options and some other ways we can deliver things to you. So now we can get on to the college basketball card tonight. First game, the big game, Wisconsin Badgers, Penn State. I like Wisconsin covering 11 points in this one. They're on the road, but they've been playing really well at, the last couple of weeks here. They're in a really good spot. I like them going on the road and taking care of Penn State. That is not one of our official plays, though. The first of our official plays is Elon going to College of Charleston. Elon is 5.5-point underdogs. We have a 2-unit bet on that one. So if you guys, we've got 43 minutes until tip-off. So if you're listening live, you can get 2 units on Elon at College of Charleston plus 5.5 points. It's actually up since where we bet it earlier at 4.5. So line's moving against us. I still like the play, though. Virginia Tech at Miami. Tech is 12-point underdogs. We like this. So we're going 2 units on Virginia Tech plus 12, thinking they're in a good spot right here to worst-case scenario, keep this one close. Fordham, George Mason. Let's see what we got on this one. Line's currently at 5.5, which is a little... just changed a little bit since this morning. This morning it was sitting at 4.5. I like Fordham in this game. I like it. Like them a lot, actually. And so this was not an official play for us earlier. This may be becoming one, though. It's 5.5. Getting close, and it's getting really close. So we're going to go Fordham. Not saying this one's an official play that we're going to add to our card right now, but I'm liking them. But plus 5.5, maybe even a money line on that one, plus 205, because something about the way George Mason's playing lately that I'm just not entirely sold on right here. DeQuest at LaSalle. DeQuest is 10.5-point underdogs. We like them in this one. Richmond at St. Bonaventure. Richmond plus 1 on the road. Let's see where see what we had on this game. We are liking Richmond covering. So this one opened at plus 1.5. It's moved down to 1, so there's been a little bit of a Richmond buy. We do like them to be able to cover that one. This is a no play for us, though. Did not grade well enough on our system. Massachusetts at Rhode Island. Rhode Island is 6.5 favorites. This moved up from 5.5 earlier today. Kind of a toss-up on this one. I think I like Massachusetts being able to cover that one, keeping close. But, again, that is not an official play for us today. Xavier at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 2-point favorites at home. I do like Xavier to cover and possibly even win this game. So we decided to stay away from it because you're only getting 2 points and the money line's only plus 115. So it's a no play for us, but I do like Xavier going in and taking care of Cincinnati. Vanderbilt at Florida. Florida is 6-point favorites at home, and we like them being able to cover in this. They were opened up at 5.5-point favorites, so they've moved up a little bit of a tick up for them. Louisville, Syracuse, this game we have at 3.5-point. Louisville's a 3.5-point favorite right now. It's been bought up. They opened at 2.5, and I'm liking Louisville to cover. Not really strong feel on that one, but I do like them covering. We've got Hofstra. They're going to Townsend. They are 4-point favorites. They're now up to 4.5-point favorites. So a little bit of an uptick there. I like them being able to cover and win in that one. So, again, not an official play, but we do like Hofstra in that game. Northeastern is at home, and they are 2.5-point favorites. Sorry about that. William & Mary is I like William & Mary being able to cover in this one. I think they're little bit of a better team, and but again, 2.5 points, not big enough for us to be making a move on this game. Drexel James Madison is next up. This one, Drexel, 6-point underdogs on the road. This is actually down to 5-point underdogs, so a little bit of a Drexel buy down. James Madison, I don't really feel like this is a good spot for them to be able to cover, just a few too many points. So we're going to be going with Drexel, even at plus 5. Northern Illinois, they are 10-point underdogs at Central Michigan. I think I like Central Michigan being able to cover that one at home. Just not really liking what NIU has been doing lately here. Ball State, Kent State, this is an official play. Ball State plus 8, 2 units. We actually got in on that one at 9.5 this morning. That's what we sent out to clients. And, you know, again, this is an advantage. If you guys want free plays, you know, if you send me an email, you would have gotten the email at about 8:30 this morning saying put money on Ball State. So the line opens at 9.5. You get Ball State plus 9.5. And where has it moved since? It's moved down. So a lot of guys are liking Ball State tonight. I think that they can cover this one easy. I'm not sure if I'm going to go all the way and put a money line play at plus 305, but, you know, especially at not plus 9.5, really liking the spot. So you're not going to be able to get that line anywhere right now. But if you want going forward to get that free play earlier in the day so you can actually get some bets on it, send me an email, thespread@coverthatspread.com, and I will send you guys our plays, our free plays for that day. Now we've got Miami of Ohio at Bowling Green. And Bowling Green, this one, they were opened at 12-point favorites, now down to 11-point favorites. A little bit of a Miami buy-down. Pretty good toss-up for me. But I do like Miami of Ohio to cover that, but not good enough to be an official play for us. Ohio, Western Michigan, this one's been sitting right around 7.5 all day, like Western Michigan being able to cover there. Toledo at Akron, 2.5-point line. And, I do like Toledo being able to cover. They're on the road, though, so short road favorites, not going to be what we're playing much of, so not an official play for us. Buffalo at Eastern Michigan. This game is sitting Eastern Michigan's 1-point underdogs at home right now. And, this game, and the line shows the toss-up. Our numbers have it as a toss-up. I think I like Buffalo being able to cover, but not going to be taking a short road dog at any point down the stretch here. Davidson goes to George Washington. This one, again, now this is a very good example. We went over this in great detail last week, and I think it was with one of the guys in this conference. I can't remember who it is now. We end up playing George Washington, who was 6.5-point favorites. This one, we're seeing Davidson 3-point underdogs on the road. Now, it seems like Davidson is a much better team than George Washington. So why they'd open up as favorites, I don't know, but this game's actually been bought up. It opened at 1.5. It is now up to 3. That's actually getting close to becoming an official play for us at that spot with Davidson. Again, I don't like playing short road teams regardless. Too much can go wrong. But, you know, Davidson hasn't been awful. Obviously, they're not like a dominant team in their conference or anything like that. But, you know, I like Davidson being able to cover here. I think it's too easy to go ahead and play them, though, which is why we avoided it. And that's it's a big thing where you can sit here, you can see a line and say, oh, my God, that's just easy money to take. But why is it sitting there as easy money to take? So this is where that extra level of analysis has to come in. You have to say, all right, what is this line telling me? What is the sports book trying to get me to bet on? Because that's what it comes down to a lot of times. Not necessarily who's a better team. It is why is this line where it is? So this one opened Davidson +1.5. It's since moved up. A lot of people buying in on George Washington. We're going to take a pass on that one. Oakland at Wright State. Oakland 5-point favorites on the road. This one is kind of a – I've actually liked Oakland playing on the road a lot this season. So this game's opened up as -2. It has since moved up to -5. So there's definitely a lot of people moving on Oakland since this morning. So we're going to be passing on that. East Carolina at Tulsa. East Carolina 11-point underdogs. It's too much. Not going to trust a team like Tulsa to be able to cover that sort of line. But not a very strong play for us regardless. So we took a pass on that. Free play alert. I have Detroit at Wisconsin Green Bay. We took Wisconsin Green Bay last Wednesday. They lost. They're at home this time. They're big favorites, 11 points. We are all over Detroit. It's a two-unit play for us. And we are thinking that Detroit's got maybe even +500. Maybe one of those really good speculative bets that you throw out there. You just say, hey, you know, I can throw a unit on this, return 5 units. And this is, I think, Detroit's in a very good spot for a nice little upset here. So, but the bigger play, the one that I think is a real official play, is Detroit +11. So line has not moved much since this morning. It actually was at 11, so I haven't seen it all day to see if it fluctuated at all. But it is sitting at 11 still. Get in on Detroit +11 if you can. Indiana State, Missouri State. Indiana State 2.5-point favorites on the road. We will take a pass on that. Northern Iowa at Loyola. Northern Iowa is at -8 right now. This game actually getting a little bit of a Loyola buy down. Opened at 9, down to 8 right now. So people have been putting a little bit of money on Loyola. Starts at 8:00, so there is time for this to move. Could be one of those plays where you see this one running one way or the other right before tip-off time. It's definitely one to keep an eye on because I could see a Northern Iowa run up. I could also see an additional Loyola run down, although I have a feeling this is probably about the lowest you're going to go, so I'm guessing a Northern Iowa run up would be the best or would be the most logical way for this line to move. Kansas State at TCU. Kansas State +3.5-point underdogs. I like TCU being able to cover this one at home. Providence at DePaul. DePaul 3-point underdogs at home. I like Providence in this one. Boston College at Florida State. Boston College plus 6. I don't think they can cover that on in this game, so I'd be going Florida State on this one. Northwestern at Minnesota. I kind of like Northwestern as 10.5-point underdogs, but not enough to make this one a play. Missouri, Arkansas. Missouri, 16.5-point underdogs on the road. And, yeah, this line opened around 17.5, so it's moved down just slightly, but I don't feel good enough about them to be making this one official. Iowa State at Oklahoma State. Again, this is another one of those lines where you see a short road underdog. Iowa State's 2.5-point dog. This line has not really moved much all day. I kind of like Iowa State being able to win this one outright, so I like the plus 115 on the money line. I'd probably back that up with a plus 2. But I just don't see the reward being there for either of the plays. Plus 2, you're not getting a whole lot of insurance, and at plus 115, I just don't feel like that payout's good enough to be throwing money down on Iowa State and saying they are winning this game on the road. So I'm taking a pass on it, but I do like Iowa State. It's been one that I really went back and forth on this one a lot this morning. There were a lot of pros, a lot of cons. In the end, I figured if we were debating it this long, it wasn't worth our consideration. So we took a pass on it, but I do like Iowa State plus 2. North Carolina at Duke. This is another one of our plays tonight. North Carolina plus 8.5. This line has stayed there all day. Not willing to throw down plus the money line at plus 310. But I do like North Carolina covering this one. I just think that they are too as good as I think Duke is this year. I think North Carolina is just good enough. And being a big rivalry game, I'm expecting this game to be within 7 points, probably even more within 5 points. So North Carolina plus 8.5, that's a two-unit play for our clients tonight. Illinois State at Bradley. Illinois State plus 5.5. Kind of a toss-up. I think I'm going to go Illinois State on that one. UCLA, Arizona State. I like Arizona State minus 3 at home. Colorado State, Fresno State. This one has been a little back and forth throughout the day, but I do like Fresno State covering as 4-point underdogs at home. Utah State, San Jose State. I like Utah State to cover the 13 points. Boise State, UNLV. I like UNLV as 1-point favorites at home. Colorado, Oregon. I like Oregon to cover 5 points at home as a favorite. And then we've also got Boston University at American. Boston plus 4. This is one of our plays tonight. It's a two-unit play, so liking Boston in that one. That is going to do it for us tonight, guys. Like I've been saying all day, if you want free plays, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. Everybody who took advantage of that last week cashed in on a huge day when I sent out our entire card to them on Saturday, and they got they won 11-4 plus 11 units. So very good day for all of them. Congratulations on a great Saturday betting of college basketball. So if you guys want to get involved, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. You can also find out how to get the rest of the college and NBA seasons for free by signing up through some of our preferred sports books. You can also go to the website, coverthatspread.com, and you can find out some more information on that offer. And then, of course, you get discounts throughout the course of the year, and you get it for life as long as you have that sportsbook account open and active. Then we will give you very good discounts on future purchases. So please go on there and take advantage of that. You will get plays emailed to you daily at your inbox on your email. And like I said, we're also working on getting that added to the. We're also working on getting a text message feature added, so we can start doing that as well. So that's going to do it for us tonight, guys. Hopefully you guys found the show entertaining and educational. And remember, always gamble responsibly. So for the Red Light Sports Network and Cover That Spread, I'm your host, J.A. Hopefully you guys have a great week, and may the spread be forever in your favor. Take care.